This week on Clown College.
I tell you, I probably was in like the 20s or 30s. I probably did like boxing matches. Then, like after I retired, I started working on fixed fights. And would go like total. Sometimes I would tap to, like, you know, being like crooked type, but also not that crooked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And probably getting that Boxing Hall of Fame, and probably died around 1985.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while. If you're down to clown, we got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby.
If I go down, get the fuck out of my house. I don't care. I don't care. You don't get to say, oh no, he groomed me, and you get to live in my house.
Oh, yeah, hell, I touched you. Get the fuck over.
Right.
Get out of my house. I'm the greatest kicker of all time.
Yeah.
It's a good response.
66 yards.
You know, I'm the first black quarterback to take Clemson to the net.
Hell yeah.
Also can't go into massage parlors with my boy over here.
You know, that's probably why Justin Tucker had he was the worst kicker in the league this year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so he knew this shit was coming.
The mental stress.
Yeah, I don't think he knew it was coming. I think, yeah, it was more like the mental stress shit.
He was doing it on the road. He's trying to make a kick. He's like, fuck, no. I came on that lady's hand last night.
Damn.
Or he couldn't.
Maybe he quit.
Brandon, you got to be the, what's it called? Advocate. Well, what's the thing called?
Control group?
No, when you taking the other side of the...
The devil's advocate.
I did say the advocate, I think.
Yeah. Yeah,
you gotta, I thought you were trying to get your abacus.
How old is he?
You got to play devil's advocate to this.
So what does that mean? I'm on his side or something?
Yeah, you're on the other side.
You on Justin Tucker's side.
So I'm pretending
side.
Like I'm on his side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not really on his side.
Justin,
but I'm pretending.
But just saying, because
just for the sake of the argument.
Okay, I got you. All right, cool.
So what you have to do is say that you're okay with forcing yourself sexually on massage professionals.
Well, first of all, I don't like massage professionals.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I'm just making sure people know that. I don't fuck with massage people. Fuck them. Man.
Oh, wait,
I don't mess
them?
With them.
Why? What you, they do
nah,
to you?
Man, they make me mad sometimes. Come looking, I'm
massages?
Like...
Massages?
Yeah, because...
Like, fuck you, touch my penis.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about happy because, like, it's I see too many videos.
Yeah.
People will be like, hey, man, we're going to go get a massage. My wife, I'll be right back. And then the dude come over here and be like, oh, let me rub all over there.
Rub all over
that.
But hold on. But flip it. You are going in for a massage, and they rubbing you.
He's like, let me pretend like I'm on that shit.
Let's pretend.
Yeah, you gotta pretend.
He's getting bricked up.
All right, let's pretend.
The table just moved up a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like he's doing one of those crump moves with his table.
You can tell, like, with Brandon, it's like a kid when they start shitting. You can tell it gets horny. He's just like,
a vein pops.
Yeah,
all right. He's on manual mode, man. He's on manual mode.
You know what's crazy?
What's up?
That is some true shit. I do have a big ass vein that scares the fuck out of me.
Where?
There.
In your head?
No. Oh, your penis?
Oh, yeah, on the head.
No.
You have a vein on your head? Of the penis?
It looks like a fucking lightning strike.
Like a twin snake.
Oh,
on
yeah.
the head of your penis?
Yeah, and it's kind of scary. I take that back. Not the head. It's like how your arm looks muscular and you got that. It's kind of like that.
Like your vein. Is it on the long?
Yeah.
Okay, look at my arm. Is it on the wrist, the elbow? Or is it on the palm to knuckle?
Thankfully, it's right here.
That's the shaft.
That's the shaft.
Don't be afraid of that. That's going to work in your favor.
It looks like it's going to explode.
That's the cholesterol.
Is it?
That's the blood pressure.
Hey, they did say my blood pressure. They did say it was 180, so.
Hell yeah.
So hopefully that's not too bad.
What?
Oh, they said my blood pressure was like 180.
You're close to
death.
Is that
good?
No. What?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
What's that? What's the average
blood pressure? Healthy blood pressure.
What's the healthy blood pressure?
I mean, let's look up past blood pressure.
No. I like clown college.
It's probably super low. It has to travel so far.
It's on Nosferatu.
120 over 80.
120 over 80.
So you sure they didn't say 120 over 80?
No, she said one like legit 180 and made me redo
180
it.
Over what, though?
I think it was over like 60 or something. I don't know.
Made you redo it, and then what happened?
Yeah, because they said it was like too high, and then when they redid it, thankfully it said 136. And she was like, okay.
Oh, well,
okay.
Yeah.
No, you just probably didn't have your arm elevated.
Yeah, you probably freaked out. You probably had your legs
crossed.
You
probably
watched furry porn.
She's like, you're horny, stressed out.
You rubbed your nipples in the car.
She was like, you probably stressed out.
Yeah.
You were stressed out? Dude.
Probably was. I don't know.
You were stressed?
Probably, yeah, because we were talking. Like, I even remember what she was talking. Like, she was like, you do anything? I was like, well, I did, though. I'm back on it. She was like, oh, well, that's expected.
So you
know.
Bumped back on it, and that's when you got stretched.
Wait, what happened? I got stretched.
You said you got stretched.
Yeah. I didn't get stretched. I said stressed.
Yeah, you stretched. You stretched out.
I stretched
like
out.
Like stretch on.
Stretch. Man,
nobody's stretching Brandon out.
Okay. I like how you...
Nobody but me.
Yeah. I like how he was like commanding power back over it.
No.
He said nobody is
nobody's
stretching Brandon out.
Nobody's stretching me.
I'm a new man. That right. Chapter's over.
I control me.
Nah, man. It wasn't stressed out me and everybody.
Huh?
Can I tell you something, Brandon?
Yeah.
I've been watching your style. I like how you've been going for more polo shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
I
man.
Feel like it's been since like that whole
family reunion,
the family Q Barbie thing.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
We was like, Brandon got that cool uncle vibe. You know what? You're right. He did declare it. He was like, I'm gonna start dressing like this. Mm-hmm. I thought he was playing,
no,
but
now
I like it.
Man.
You get your own little identity.
He wears, he wears denim shorts. Denim shorts
fashion
that come off.
Identity.
Yeah, like cut off right here.
Where, oh, you wear
he wore that
dress?
Same sweater that he wore to the
oh, for
the,
real?
The Argyle sweater.
Yeah.
With the denim shorts that cut over here and then like church shoot.
And now I got a new sweater that's like a cardigan.
No, it's, nigga, you wore some Daisy Dukes in church shoes.
Yeah, man.
You a wild boy.
Man.
I love it.
Now I got like a man cardigan kind of sweater.
What's a man cardigan? It's just a cardigan.
I got a cardigan. Green cardigan.
Okay.
I would have wore it, but it was hot.
You dress like a freaky civil rights leader.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You dress like Martin Luther King's libido. That's what you dress like.
Be like Malcolm, instead of Malcolm X, be like Malcolm Six. Is that what it is? I don't
is that
know
what you want to do?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Come on. Let's
forceful.
I'm good. Let's make
with
a civil
violence.
Rights porno. Let's
oh,
make a
yeah.
civil rights.
Yes,
let's
everybody.
Make a civil rights porn movie.
Okay, who's the main character? Is it Brandon?
I think it has to be me.
Well, I'm talking.
You
already.
You
got.
You do have to be the General Lee, though.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
You know, you come in there, and you bust up the family, and then you bang the wife.
Okay, you know what? I'm out now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
No, I can't. True story about sci-fi. I can't watch porn where a white guy is banging a black woman.
No, I can't.
I don't watch with black women, so.
Oh, wow.
Alexandria.
I know you.
You don't either.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did. Back then.
But
he's a changed man.
Yeah,
but you can pretend like the white dude is a ghost and he's not even really there.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. It's
especially
I grew,
the white.
They make less noises.
I grew up with a lot of, like, self, like, Afrocentric parent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like. Nah, brother, I ain't down with this shit.
Yeah.
That's my Farrakhan almost starts to come out.
Damn.
My Umar Johnson. No, you remember how Dragon Ball Z had the fusion dance?
Yeah.
It's Farrakhan and Umar Johnson fusing together.
What are you going to do when Charles Hood rolls through with the baddest black girl you've ever seen
it's
in gonna your
happen.
Life?
It's going to happen.
Oh, man.
It will
I'm
happen.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. I like him.
Yeah.
Hey.
I like Charles Hood.
Hey, it ain't nothing I can say. Hey, he got it.
He got the juice.
He got it.
He does.
They would eat him up.
Oh, I'm rooting for him, dude.
Me too. You
know
got
what
this, Charles.
We was hanging out yesterday. We were over here yesterday, and then I realized that Alex is taller than Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Is
he really?
Yeah, by like a couple of inches.
But in my mind, it will never.
It doesn't make sense.
I was like, Dad, that's Charles is a little guy.
No.
But he packs a big punch. Mm. Right? You know about it.
No. No, I don't think I do.
I think you do.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to know, man. That's for whoever that lady you were talking about to find out.
Huh?
You guys said he's going to pull up with the best one of them all one day. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's for her to find out when she appears whenever.
Out of the mist.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't like how your sunglasses say body glove on the side of them. That brand.
That's what these jeans are.
You got the Sean Jones on, dude?
Hell yeah, man.
I was showing him the Sean John metallic.
First off, I don't like how many jumps that took. These are your glasses first.
They're mine.
Oh, good glasses. Now I'm really pissed.
Well, actually, they're Roscoe Ray Nathan's.
Oh, yeah. True, sure. Yeah. Roscoe Ray Nathan's.
Shout out to Roscoe Ray Nathan. Right, Roscoe.
I like him, though,
King
man.
Of the shoes.
Like the Usos, man. Like Jay Uso, you know?
That's wrestling?
Hell yeah. Dude, let me show you. Hold on. I'll show
Brandon,
you.
What was my character's name?
Clyde Elroy.
Oh.
Clyde Elrod, right?
Something.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
What? We made fun of him so much.
Let me find it. See, look right there. You see what the yeet?
Uh-huh.
Just
what the
who the fuck is that guy on the list?
Oh, that's Gunther. His name is Gunther.
That guy looks like the Eastern European taxi driver from Nathan For You.
That's Commander Gunther.
Commander Gunther?
Yeah, look at this.
They be making black people call
him
Commander.
Oh, hold on. Look at that slap. Look at that. His slaps are one of the most powerful.
Yo, this is going to sound weird. I feel like wrestlers are getting more and more achievable bodies.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, everybody was just
jacked up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they start,
dudes like
they
this
start
all
having
the time.
Heart attacks because they don't want.
Yeah.
The thing is, they don't want to give up the cocaine. And if you're doing steroids, you just can't do coke.
Just can't. It's too much.
And then drinking on top, it's going. That's why you got a short shelf life. Huh?
No more Road Warriors, you know?
Yeah. Who the Road Warriors?
Oh, honking my animals? Gosh. You don't remember the Road Warriors?
The spiky stuff, what a rush.
I never saw them wrestle.
Oh, man. Let me show you, man.
Yeah, but you know them. They're the best action figures of all time. You can take off
the pads. Dude, I want the action figures so bad. I still haven't found them because they're so expensive.
Look why do you want to declothe the male wrestler?
$200.
$200?
Yes.
A piece?
No, for the whole figures. It's like $200.
For one?
No, for both of them. If you want one out the box... 50. Oh, you got to get on either eBay. Yeah, that's basically it. Either eBay or if you find some like shop that just has them rarely because they haven't made any like in like 10 years. I take that back. 2018 or 2017 was the last.
Can I tell you something? I've never bought anything from eBay.
Really?
Never.
I used to sell on eBay.
What you selling?
A lot of wrestling figures, man.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was fucking with y'all, man. I was just doing that to like let y'all like sit there and
wrestling
think I was being mysterious. Yeah, I used to say a lot of
Is that code name for your asshole?
That's
the ringer.
Yeah. I'm about to make a comeback, though. Hey, you know, actually, Alex saw it. I got a whole collection, like, little...
Alex saw the ring. You remember when you saw that? Alex saw the ring with the girl in the ring coming out the TV.
He did. Yeah. I'm about to make a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
I've been here for years.
I used to be a wetback. He's about to make a comeback.
Yes, I am. With these Hulk Hogan figures.
That person is of the Latinx
community. If anybody wants Hulk Hogan figures, $300.
Don't ever say that on this program again.
I'm going to make an inclusive porn network.
I'm taking out for my Puerto Rican.
We need to do the land acknowledgement.
Oh, shit, God damn it. We done missed
What's
it.
What's the land
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, JJ. I know this is your thing. I can't believe we have been forgetting about
it. Okay, dude. I've been meaning to say this for a while now. I just want to acknowledge that the Clown College podcast and our associates, us as an organization, we are sorry. And we just want to acknowledge the fact that we are on stolen indigenous land.
Everybody.
And we don't have to make a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. We know the significance. We can continue on. I just want everybody at home watching this to know that our hearts go out to the indigenous.
I acknowledge.
Me too.
Say I acknowledge.
I acknowledge. I acknowledge.
What the fuck is going on here?
You acknowledge
we don't
sci-fi?
Tell you what you have to do, but you know. I think that's only right.
You know.
You didn't just hear that speech?
I did hear the speech.
Acknowledge or no?
I acknowledge.
I acknowledge.
That we are on stolen indigenous land. Yes.
The Indian Removal Act of 1831.
Yes.
I don't know what it says, but I'm pretty sure Native Americans were here. So, yeah, I guess I acknowledge it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me put the applause.
And that's what
let's
we do.
Let's have a moment of silence real quick. 5 seconds, guys.
And I'll add some Indian noise.
Thank you. Okay, you know what? Longer than 5 seconds. Let's be quiet and be dramatic. Anybody want to shed a tear?
Just one singular one?
Yeah.
What about a trail of them?
Oh, damn.
I'm sorry. I was inducted into the Kiowa tribe, so.
No. Were you really?
Of course.
Congratulations.
I was gifted an eagle feather.
Hell yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
Mazel, man. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Heck yeah.
I don't like them.
It's not what they say, man.
Amen. Nah, they don't say that, definitely.
No. What does Xun Yun say?
Who is that?
Xun Yun. Xun Yun.
The cult?
They say China before communism.
China before communism.
I always see their things like around town, and then somebody was like, you know, that's like a religious cult.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like they're Crown of Bullets.
But I thought they do performances. So,
they do.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Who the fuck are y'all talking about?
You never seen that?
Those dancers at the BBC.
Chinese, yeah. Like a group?
Dom thought it was a massage parlor.
How do you spell it? Fuck, I'm so sorry. I messed up.
I think it's okay if you fuck up a cult's name.
How do you say
it?
Shit, I fucked up.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, she's gorgeous.
Good cult. Now let's find out.
S-H-E-N, I think.
S-H-E-N.
There we go.
Shin-yun. You never seen this, Dom?
I have no. I never seen this at all.
It's crazy. Right. It's at all the restaurants you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right by the register.
With the health score between 80 and 87. They're all there, dude.
Candy in a bowl.
What is this though? What do they do?
It's a religious cult. It's a religious cult.
Yeah, but they do these like performance dances.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Xun Yun coin is through the roof. Dude.
So we were just talking about this. My goal, like one of us has to infiltrate some kind of group,
a cult.
Cult will be the best. It will be more dangerous. But like I'm talking about, get up in there.
Let's get back to do the cult.
Pat would, he probably would be the best because he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen to anything anybody else says. He'll be there the whole time. Won't know what's going on.
You don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him what you're doing. You just push him next to somebody who's in a cult and then let the mixture just do, right? He's just going to start agreeing to things.
They got to have good grub, though.
Yeah.
Like
if they have shit food, he's not staying.
Oh, yeah.
Good grub and a place to stay and some money in his pocket. If they do that for him at first...
Straight.
Yeah.
But what do you... Okay, so you're trying to enter a cult.
I want to enter a cult. Or some kind of group.
Scientology.
Yeah, oh, that's the group.
I don't think they're going to let Pat in. I'm going to be honest, dude.
I don't want to let Brandon do
SeaWorld.
No, don't do it.
They'll grab you so fast.
I'll fuck around and be in that shit.
We know.
Yes.
They would make you into Xenu.
I would be, and I'd probably be a They'd top put you dog in a up in there, man. I'd be like, oh man, these people.
You'll be a dog, all right.
Oh no.
They'll have you on Tom Cruise's lap.
Oh no! See, once that happens,
you'll be
doing
Will Smith's cuticles and shit.
Oh no!
You can't quit because you signed a billion year contract. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said $1 billion. Billion year
contract. But it's only a billion.
No man, that's too much.
Do they keep your body or your soul for a billion?
I think it's the soul.
Because you come back. They believe you come back, so you got all these lifetimes you got to give it to them for a billion.
Oh, no, nah, man. You ain't get my soul.
Made up of a bunch of people who have also been lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Thetans.
Who were you in your past life?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Tom Cruise is a level 8 Thetan.
I was probably
from
white
what I've heard.
In a past life.
Yeah, white.
I had to be a white guy. It's too, I don't know, a chaotic white dude. Like, crazy Florida energy, but... I don't know. Eastern European.
Right. I can see you being like an Estonian guy.
Ooh, where's Estonia?
It's something like Russian.
West of Russia.
Like okay.
They're pretty much.
Are they a violent people?
Right.
The Balkans is always kind of, they get rowdy.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they're violent in particular.
think everybody in the country is issued a broken beer bottle.
Hell yeah.
Broken beer bottle.
Countries like that Adidas tracksuit. Strong women.
Yeah.
Strong women are...
I don't think I was ever... I think I was white every time.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't think there was ever any...
You are a pure, pure white.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm trying to be that way.
Mm. Yeah, no,
I
just
happen to be like that.
Can you even tan?
I get real red, and then I'll tan after that, but not a lot.
Okay.
Well, your fingers let you, like, type in World Star Hip Hop.
It's a good question.
No, it just always pops up, and then I go, ha, ha, ha.
What about you, Brandon? Who are you?
Yeah, that's a good question, but I could tell you, I probably was in, like, the 20s or 30s. I probably did, like, boxing matches, and then, like, after I retired, I started working on six fights. And would go, like, total. Sometimes I would tap to, like, you know, being, like, crooked type shit. But also not that crooked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And probably getting out Boxing Hall of Fame and probably died around 1985.
Yeah. Hold on. Did you have kids?
Did I have kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
A wife?
Yes.
What was your kids' names?
Okay, so I guess one, his name could be Richard, and then his last, Richard, so
you pick his last name?
Yeah. Richard Calloway, because I'm probably somewhat related to Cab Calloway, so if you got Richard Calloway,
okay.
You got Louise Calloway,
okay.
And then you got Sean Calloway.
Who's Sean Calloway?
Sean Calloway Richard is my third Louise. Son, because I have two kids, I have two boys and
so
one
there's
girl.
So there's okay. Your what's third your... son, yes. Two boys, one girl.
Two boys, one girl. Third Richard son. Richard Calloway, Louise Calloway, and Sean Calloway?
Yes.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
My wife's name, her name is, Grace.
Grace Calloway. Cool.
Grace
where'd
Calloway.
Y'all meet?
We met after a fight one time when I had like a tough loss, and I was like, fuck, man, I'm finna lose all my
referee.
Money.
No,
I'm not the referee, I'm the fighter. I wasn't the champion.
He was a fighter turned promoter, and he started fixing fights, but not in a real bad
and
way.
And at first, they were talking to me about it because I low-key worked in the mafia. So then I was
low-key. Yeah, you were the muscle.
Yes.
Got you.
So, like,
they called you Knuckles.
Yeah. Well, no, not Knuckles. They'd be like, okay. Yo, man, Brandon, we need you to take care of
this. Oh, they called you Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. My bad. My name was like, oh, man, dude. It was Rick. Did I already say Richard to one of my kids?
Yeah. What
was that? Fuck. Then my name's going to be Rick.
Rick. You could just be Richard.
And what they'd
be
to tell you, they'd be like, Rick.
They'd be like, Rick the Stick, we need you to do this. And I'd be like,
why they call you Rick the Stick?
Rick the Stick because he had the big stick. That's why. Yes, he did.
Rick got the big stick.
Yeah.
With the you could just be Richard Senior.
Why do you think that Grace got with Rick after he lost that match?
Because he was swinging a big stick.
Yes, he was, man. And then he came back stronger than ever and won the championship.
Yes,
but
sir.
In 1985, sadly, Grace and the son, Richard, come into the room and see him shot in the bathtub.
Who the fuck shot Rick? Who shot Rick?
Well, a guy that came back to give him revenge.
Who?
What did he do to him?
Well, because he killed his dad in 1957 in a mob fight.
Oh, my God. So was it like a fixed fight?
Well, it's Godfather, Spider-Man,
and Rocky.
Yeah, but basically, it was like
and Pulp Fiction.
It was a fight in like a casino that he owned.
And
over like dice, man. He was like, man, you can't do that shit. He was like, shut up, nigga. Boom, shot him straight in the stomach.
Damn.
Wait, he was
in the stomach.
Yeah, he was black, man. He was tough like that.
Mm.
Nobody fucked with him this whole time.
No, he wasn't white.
I thought he was Korean.
No, he's black.
And don't ever change.
Thank you, man.
Don't ever change.
Thank you, man.
You rest let that mind run free.
Yeah, no, that was premeditated.
Yeah,
he's thought about it.
There's no way he could.
Numerous times.
If you did.
I don't think so. I think he's that majestic.
And his parents, very poor people.
Yeah. Where'd he come from?
He came from poor parents that worked like on this like shop.
I mean, like what area?
I guess like New York, early 1900s.
Okay.
Early 1900s,
like
New
1910,
York. State New York or New York City?
Probably New York City, like near the docks or something like
that. Oh, shit.
Like
okay.
Probably, and he was born in 1897.
Straight from LSI.
1897, died in 1985.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
but not by old age, but by being shot.
No,
in
he got
bathtub.
Shot in the head in his bathtub, butt naked.
Shot in the head, butt naked.
Butt naked.
Butt naked.
Because he earned that
and
right.
His
even
children
in his 90s.
Come in and see him butt naked.
Yeah, damn.
Bucket booty naked.
That's the price you pay with crime.
Yes, sir.
So,
hey, it's a message to the kids.
Did he go to heaven?
Did he go to hell? Probably not, man. He did some fucked up shit, man.
So you say he deep frying.
He would have definitely.
So he went to hell. That's why he came back as you.
Oh, damn, man. No. See, yeah, I'm, just, I'm, this was I'm in second chance.
Okay.
Oh, is that why you're so pure?
Yeah, years. Man.
Yeah, yeah. He was only in there for a little
bit. I was like, I'm done with that. No more of that, man. There was no reason to do all that shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Mm-hmm. But if you could do it now, you probably would.
Nah, man, you go to jail.
But if you didn't, yeah, go to jail.
If you could be scot free.
Like, would you rig the podcast system to get us to win?
Get us to win? Hell yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Wouldn't even second guess that.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, oh, that's what you're talking about? Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Gotcha.
Will you take Jeez, out Tony Hinchcliffe for us?
Nah.
I wouldn't touch him. I don't want his affliction that he has.
I would like him to like me.
That's such a sweet thing to say. That is such a sweet thing to say.
It's like the SNL skit.
Yeah. I would like him to like me.
Yes.
He would. I'm telling you, Brandon, you know he's coming here in Nashville, Kill Tony. If you get on that stage, I don't think there's a chance you'll leave him.
How much is it?
You don't have to pay. No, you just
shit.
Yeah, you just sign up.
I'll sign up.
They're gonna put you on a baby Bjorn.
What's that?
It's one of those things moms and dads put their babies in.
We should.
And the baby just holds.
We should have you in like a leash or something.
Done out of
Bjorn? No, because Nashville downtown is gonna get him a baby Birkin.
Baby Birkin.
Like a bag?
Like just pimp Brandon out.
Oh, damn.
Put him in the nicest clothes.
Hell yeah.
Get him designer handbags.
Pull out like a fucking cane and shit.
Oh, you want a cane?
Maybe.
Hell yeah, I want a cane.
We should get you some Spurs.
We should get you some Stacey Adams.
On your church.
Oh, that's
true. You know, we go to Stacey Adams.
We go to the fucking thrift store, man.
Those glasses, too?
These glasses?
Hell yeah.
Nah, you need some.
You need something more classy.
What, like P. Diddy glasses?
No.
No?
Think of something more innocent.
More innocent, all right.
Yellow lenses.
Rose lenses, because that's how he sees life.
Rose, yeah. I fuck with that. I do.
I thought he was about to be like, and Rose was my mistress on the side.
Did you ever have any nicknames growing up, Brandon?
Blowjob Willie.
Come on, why you got it? That was it.
Blowjob Willie?
Sadly, because my name is Brandon Joshua Willis, so people are like, BJW.
That's what I have him saved as in my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's for, oh, why not?
They used to do that to me in fourth grade.
Oh, my God. Oh, yo, hold on. No, he ain't playing.
I'm dead ass serious.
There's some energy behind that. You see how he said that shit? I got scared.
I used to be like, yo, man, because people would be like, BJW, I'm going to call you Blowjob Willie. I was like, man, fuck you. Like, that shit was crazy, man. I remember they used to do that all the time.
How long did that happen for?
Till probably like seventh grade.
Dang.
From what grade to seventh grade?
Fourth to seventh.
Fourth to seventh. Just solid 3 years.
Yeah, people would be like, Blowjob Willie.
And that's what they called you every time.
Yeah, that's why I changed it to just BW that year. I was like, okay, it's not BJW, it's just BW.
Blowjob Will.
BW. Like I would write BW instead of BJW because, like, when I was a kid, I would always put BJW because I was like, ooh, BJ is like DJ. Oh, just like whenever
what
I write
you wrote
my initials.
Is your name?
Yeah, I know those are your initials, but what are you writing it on?
Oh, I forgot it was like assignments and stuff. Like if they
you
were
didn't
like
write your name out.
No, I would, but if they were ever like write your initials, I would always do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people
did
like,
they
write
ask
your initials.
You to do that a lot.
Couple times, like I mean, the craziest thing that we did in fourth grade was just where that lady would try to make you draw on a straight line, and then get mad at you. And be like, damn, man, no, you're supposed to get it on the line. Like, you have to draw on the line.
Because
I would, like, draw, and illegal. It would look like a rainbow, kind of. You know what I mean? Because it would raise up, and it would like look all rigid. And then they made me read to some old dude.
To an old man.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of book it was about? Or like,
yeah, I don't remember, man. God. It's been so long ago. Then they had them AR reading shits, and I'd never get into it. Like, AR. I used to hate that, because you know what they would do to the people that never got in? They What's would that? Make you sit and watch them on the TV getting their awards and shit while you didn't get shit.
Because
you weren't smart enough. They're like, oh, man, he didn't read a good-ass book like they did.
How many books did you have to read?
Man, you just had to, what you would have to do is take an AR test, and if you did good on the AR test, after you read the books, then you get to go to a party and get celebrated, shit like
you
that.
You got AR points.
Yeah, I remember AR reading.
Yeah,
but everybody had to do a certain amount of points for the quarter.
Ours was like the top people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you have point, like, a longer books, more, like, harder mm-hmm. books to read, they were worth more points. Mm-hmm. And you take the quiz on the computer afterwards.
Yeah.
And you stack up points in your little, like, account or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then, like, the top whatever got to go to
you
a
party. AR reading?
Yeah. That's why I read all the Harry Potter books. Because they was you could just have to read one.
Don was like, pizza? Get this green eggs and ham shit out of my
head. I guess it's time to learn how to read.
That's how they made you tougher, though, I feel like. Because they don't do that to kids these days. Like, everybody gets into
AR
reading.
Yeah, we went through the struggle.
Everybody gets into AR
reading. That's what I feel like happened now.
Having to read.
Dude.
We were in the trenches.
Dude, I heard the other day that there's like a class somewhere up north with people in like high school, mm-hmm. like eighth grade, that if they get stressed out or something, they can go in a corner and hug a teddy bear.
Nah.
That's bullshit.
If my son or daughter ever told me that they had to do that,
mm-hmm.
I would make them sleep outside for 2 days.
That's what I'm saying.
That's because they can just hug you. You look like a teddy bear.
Go hug a teddy bear, you get stressed.
You don't fucking go in front of people and show weakness.
No, you don't.
That's the pot calling the kettle black, ain't it,
Brandon? Brandon, you didn't show no weakness, though. You stood up. What'd you do after they called you Blowjob Willie?
Well, when I was a kid, that's when I did show weakness until around ninth grade when I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck this. And that's right. when I was like, okay, fuck that. No more of that shit. That's it.
And then you lost all the weight and just tried to not get bullied, and you came back, and they're like, are you smoking crack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then I was like, okay, that's not working.
I know the timeline now.
Yeah, I was like, shit, that's not working. Wait, basketball?
Am I hearing this right? You were overweight?
Yes,
and
I
then
was
you
fat
lost
as fuck.
Too much weight?
Yeah, like back then I used to wear like a grown ass man's extra large.
I can still fit it. When are you talking about?
Like sixth grade.
Damn. Okay, so in sixth. I'm sorry. Did you see his face? That offended you a little bit. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't. It did. I was fat as fuck.
I know, but when I said damn, your face was like, damn. Said, no, you said. Like, no. When I said damn, you was like, damn, nigga. Like, why didn't you say damn to me?
No, you're right, though, because I had a doctor who would literally tell me, he'd be like, dude, you need to stop eating, bro. You always eating fast food. Like, you're eating fast food, ain't you?
You was going to Dr. No on.
He's like, CLC's I bet you eat Big Macs. I'm like,
life. He said, like, you gotta stop eating. But no, so you were in sixth grade, and you were wearing men's extra large shirts.
Some of them I could fit to this day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, so you was a big child.
Very big.
Okay.
He was round. He was
round as fuck.
And then you lost too much weight?
Yes, and then like I came back, and teacher was like, you do crack? And I was like, no.
That's the first question.
How much weight are we talking here?
Man, I think you grew
tall.
Yeah, I guess it was because I grew tall. And
he had his growth spurt.
True. And I played basketball every day, too. Like, I'll be playing there for hours.
This is going to sound real crazy. You had your nigga summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I quit eating, too.
Okay, like, that's something different.
Mm-hmm. I quit eating. People like, oh, shit. But then after that, I was like, this ain't working. Then that's when I joined wrestling and then got in shape.
It's hard to have narcolepsy in the black community. I got this disorder, this disorder passed down from my great, great, great grandmother, Harriet Tubman. She used to be on that railroad and she used to fall asleep a lot trying to get slaves back and forth, you know. It's hard to stay woke in the black community when you always want to sleep with narcolepsy. They ask you to cook the fried chicken and you burn it because you fell asleep. They ask you to watch the kids and you lose your little cousins. People think I'm on drugs, but I'm not. I'm clean. I could pass a pee test. Martin Luther King wasn't the only one that had a dream. I have them all the time and it sucks. A bad one. Trump is trying to take away Black History Month. Don't sleep on this movement. Stay woke.
And then I started smoking crack.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. You couldn't do wrestling and smoke crack.
Shit, the fuck if you couldn't, you'd be a man, fucking bro. Monster.
But they would Lawrence Taylor was a pro football
player smoking crack during halftime.
He's celebrated as the best player to ever play the game. Yep. If anybody who ever played with him or any coaches is like, you don't understand, he was the best player who ever played the game. Yes, he was high on crack. Yes. Yep. He snorted lines at halftime.
Yep.
Yes.
Stand corrected.
The best.
Lawrence Taylor. Type in Lawrence Taylor.
That sounds like a hero.
The goat of linebackers, bro.
I mean, he's the greatest defensive player. I mean, ever. I think that's unanimous.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
This nigga is insane right here.
He broke Joe Stosmann's leg in half. And then he started crying, crazy. And he was like, I was so high on coke right there.
What you mean?
Giants.
Giants, yeah.
Remember when he went against Bam Bam Bigelow and Russell Mann?
Are you serious?
I didn't notice it was a thing. I didn't know he wrestled.
That's the only way I know this dude.
That's the only way you know LT. Yeah.
But it's weird that they made him wear his football uniform wrestling.
In case they might. Look, and then they put LT, so they know. We don't want people to think this is not him.
He's on crack at WrestleMania.
I think he won, too.
No, but you know what's the craziest LT story I've ever heard?
What?
He was saying, apparently, he was driving down, doing something on a Sunday, and he looked over and he was like, what the fuck is going on at the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
And then pulled in and realized that there was a game.
That's so funny, dude.
He got there like halftime, and when he got there, it wasn't even like a, oh, what are you doing? It was like, hurry up and get in there. Just do something, please.
And he had like 4 sacks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If a player did that today, dude.
Look, even Bill Belichick said, because he coached him. Yeah. Bill coached him. And he was like, when you have a player like that, you don't say nothing to him. He was just so good.
He's gonna do what he needs to do. There's nothing you can tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if Kadarius Toney showed up at halftime.
No.
No.
He's not.
He's trash.
No.
Yeah. He's one of the worst draft picks.
Yeah. The only player that can kind of get away with shit like this right now is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he could.
He could, but he won't.
He won't, yeah.
But I'm saying somebody of that star power. Somebody of that.
You don't got many like him out there.
What about Lamar Jackson?
That's face right
no.
There.
Antonio Brown left at halftime.
If I'm not mistaken, he won the MVP or he won like Rookie defensive of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. His rookie year.
Who did?
Lawrence Taylor. I love this dude, bro. I love people with just crazy like... I like athletes who are psychopaths.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Taylor. Mike Tyson's my all-time favorite.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
I love Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's insane.
Man.
No, yeah, yeah.
That dude is awesome.
I had a dude at work tell me one time, he was like, Mike Tyson's one of the greatest trash talkers. I was like, that's not trash talking, bro. He believes what he's saying.
Yeah, he was serious.
When he said
hell.
He was going to eat your kids.
Bro.
When he said he was going to fuck that dude till he loved him, he was serious.
He would have did it just off dominance.
He would have done it right there.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
He is an animal of a person, man. Bro. He is so terrifying.
He meant to show his ass.
People are so comfortable around him.
You talking about
Logan Paul?
I don't think he cares. He don't care.
He doesn't care no more. He wanted that money.
He don't care. No, when he's in that mode, he could be butt naked in a room full of people. He don't see it as weird. He's just thinking about the battle.
He's thinking about killing that person.
Yeah.
Did you see he was on Jake Paul's shoulders last week or the other week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't they make hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. But also, that's Mike Tyson now. He'll bite your ears off and then go, let's go frolic.
And y'all are going to go frolic. Go do you have a choice.
He's like, let's do mushrooms and go frolic.
Let's go frolic. Do it. You got to do it.
Oh, I'll go frolic with Mike Tyson.
Me too.
I would not.
No, I wouldn't. I don't want to be close to him.
It was like being with a pit bull.
Yeah, no, for sure. But it's
unstable
fun.
One.
That's it's my like goal, a pit bull. Randomly, we'll see like a, you know, like a piece of sausage on your chest at any given moment, dude. Just go after you.
Dude, before I die or he dies, I want to be able to hang out with that guy. That's my life. That's one of my goals.
For sure.
Hey,
for
sure. We're going to make that happen.
Please.
Give him a high five.
What if he just beat the shit out of Brandon?
That's what I kind of want. That's also what you want.
Be honest, none of us can help you.
Oh, no. You got to
just hope if we try to grab him, he doesn't, you know.
It's all
right.
We
had the taser.
It's okay.
And that's it.
That's okay.
That taser ain't doing nothing.
Dude, don't use the taser, man. Let it happen, man.
You remember Rough Riders? You remember Rough Riders, the rap group?
Yeah.
Rough Riders, the rap group, was at like some BET Awards type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Mike Tyson came up to Eve and was like, yo, Eve, I fucked the shit out of you. That's how he introduced himself, right?
Damn.
Jadakiss was telling this story where they heard that and it was like locks and all of them.
Uh-huh.
And they was like, yo, because, you know, Eve the only girl. So they like, we ain't going to let him talk to her like that. So they start devising a plan of how, it's like six of them, how they going to jump Mike Tyson. And they was like, yo, you going to grab him first. You going to grab him second. Mm-hmm. And dude was like, why somebody got to grab him second? He said, because whoever grabs him first, you going to sleep.
Damn.
And they was like, Jay, what was y'all going to do? So he was like, after the second person grabbed him, he was going to stab him. And the dude was like, yeah, I was 100%. He was committed to stabbing Mike Tyson at this war show.
Jesus.
The only thing that changed is they got scared and they punked
Damn.
Up.
Damn.
Six men scared of one dude. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
He's insane, man.
Remember when he almost beat up Michael Jordan in like 1987?
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
No, why do you know the year?
Yeah. No, because there was a whole story about there was like a girl that Mike Tyson was going out with.
You talking about Brad Pitt?
No, I'm talking about, like, it was 1987. I'll show you because I remember it.
You talking about Shawn Michaels?
No, because, like, Mike Tyson and Michael Jordan.
What year was it?
1987.
Okay.
Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson.
1987.
I like he's put Michael and then Mike Tyson.
1987, Michael, Mike Tyson, 1987. It's like he's programming.
Oh, shit. Hold up. I did that. I didn't even realize that shit. Hold on. Let me back it up.
Yeah, I got to chill. You don't
have to. Hold up.
Wait.
For the niggas who be saying we saw, we don't.
Oh, I didn't play. Put Jordan right here.
Go ahead.
Huh?
You sing the next lyric.
What was hold the up. Song?
We're going to rock until the wheels fall off.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Okay.
Brandon?
Here we go.
Yeah,
my bad. It was 88. But yeah, so the heavyweight champion, Tyson, then undefeated and at the peak of his powers as the baddest man on the planet, was in midst of bitter breakup with ex Robin Gibbons. Jordan, who is just 4 months older than Tyson, had previously dated Gibbons during his developmental days, leading the Bulls, traveling cocaine circus. Good times were being had at Dent's Dinner. Only until Mike Tyson downed a few too many cocktails, it became livid and lashed out at Jordan for his previous relationship with Gibbons. According to Holloway, who detailed the meeting between Mike in a book, Taming the Beast, the unknown story of Team Tyson, Holloway, who was the Tyson's manager until 1998, wrote the following passage.
Mike, shut up.
Mike That's Tyson, you, sitting there with his drink of choice, a Long Island tea, and when he drinks, his real feelings come out. I'm telling the server to water his drinks down, because I see where this is going. Mike stares across the table at Michael Jordan, and he says, hey, man, you think I'm stupid? I know you fucked with my bitch. Jordan looks like he's seen a ghost. I know you've messed with her, Mike says. You can't tell me. Jordan, it's obvious he wants to get up and run. He wants no part of this. Mike turns to Dykta, man. You think somebody's scared of you? All that racist shit you've been talking? He says to Dent, y'all scared of this white man, Richard? He ain't nobody. You gonna let him walk away. And so basically Mike Tyson tried to fight Jordan. And then they said he looked like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, it's 88.
You are amazing, bro. The fact that you were 1 year off, but also the fact that you, what year were you born?
2003.
You were born in 2003.
Yes.
Talking about an event that happened in 1988 in a 1940s radio voice. You said Tyson came out the left. Jordan sitting there stunned, looking at his steak. I know you fucked with my bitch, man.
And that's how that.
That's wild that you just knew that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yo, that, she must have got around Robin Gibbons, because that's the same one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And then she was in the car, and Brad Pitt was so scared when he seen Mike Tyson pull up. Because they were, Brad Pitt and Robin Gibbons were fucking around, but she was also with Mike Tyson.
Oh, wow.
She was fine. That's one of,
yeah, she was fine, man.
She probably still look good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's her today.
That's not
No, that's not, not that. Not that. I'm talking about right here. Like, right here.
That's the way you talk
to like Reese Witherspoon.
That's what Reese Witherspoon looked like to you?
I said if she was black. I don't know. I'm true. Hold on. I'll show you.
I know what Reese Witherspoon. You can show me Reese Witherspoon. Show me your Reese Witherspoon.
And then this is like,
because I know the Reese Witherspoon.
How do you know who she is? I'm just confused. Brandon, what have you seen with Reese Witherspoon in it?
Well, if you must know, I saw a movie that just came out with Will Ferrell called what was it called? Because it was wild as hell, and I'm going to watch it again with my wife. What is it called? Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Congratulations,
thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
Bang,
bang, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it at? Because I want y'all to see it, too. It was good as hell. There it is right there. It's called... You're Cordially Invited.
You're Cordially Invited?
You're Cordially Invited.
No, I was waiting for you to correct him again.
I don't know.
You said it right.
How do you say
it? I said it right.
Cordially. Cordially. Yeah, that's it. It's a good movie, man. I would recommend it.
Really?
Yes, tight.
Okay, Brandon. I never had, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, this is
one of your recommendations.
New.
I think I have. But we're going to watch this and see if it's good. Because Will Ferrell can be hit or miss.
Yeah. And this one, you know what it reminds me of?
I've not watched any of his latest stuff.
It kind of reminds me of, you remember Meet the Fockers?
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Okay. I love Meet the Fockers.
Then you're going to love this.
Meet the Fockers.
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents is the GOAT.
The original, yeah.
Meet the Parents is so good.
I got nipples. Can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
I
we want to be more close to you more nearly.
Then a little
see
line
you more clearly. Be near you more nearly.
Hey, a Ben Stiller underrated is Along Came Polly.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Man.
Michael
chocolate.
Jordan. Rain Man.
He misses every shit.
Not just misses, is bricking so hard on this metal, like, rim backboard, metal backboard, metal rim, damn near no net. So it's just,
So go to the picture right next to that.
This one?
Yeah. So Along Came Polly, they're on their honeymoon. That's how the movie opens up. And then she goes with the scuba instructor to on for a private scuba lesson. He comes in to check on him, and then he's banging his wife on their honeymoon.
On their fucking honeymoon.
Alex is hard as fuck right now.
He's then, like, God, what movie is this?
And then he meets this girl named Polly. He's a risk management manager. So his whole thing is like mitigating risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like a crazy. It's Jennifer Aniston. She's just like a crazy girl. But it's Ben Stiller being awkward through the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's hilarious.
So good.
No, it's crazy. That's Mo from The Simpsons too.
Yeah,
that is Mo.
And the dude that was on Quickie Mart, but they cut him.
Oh, because he was a poo.
Yeah, poo.
Yes.
If you, that's bullshit that they cut. See, that's where the overcorrection shit came in.
Well, no, Apu is still in it. It's just voiced by actual Indian guy.
Why? It's acting. I don't get where you're like, this is not this type of person. It's a fucking acting. That's the whole point. I'm getting a white guy to say nigga on this fucking podcast.
Oh.
But it's not, I mean, for the skit. And people need to know it's acting. And don't ruin this young person's life, man or woman. I don't know which one's going to do it yet. Nobody said yes so far.
If DiCaprio can do it on Django Unchained, why can't we do it for our skit, man?
I think it's the budget.
I'm not going to say
no.
It.
What JJ?
Just pay enough money?
Not on camera.
I guarantee you there's at least one white comedian here in Huntsville. If you give them enough money, they'll say the N-word.
Oh, man, John DeBone. I know one that...
You ain't got to give him
probably
money.
One that can do it for free, man.
Who?
Brandon's friend.
Nah, he's like, I forgot the dude's name.
Who do you, okay, out of all the Huntsville comedians that you've interviewed, who do you think you could get to say the N-word the easiest?
Mm.
Huntsville?
That we've interviewed?
Yeah.
Oh, that we've interviewed.
He's like, Nikki Johnson.
Okay, no, well, they gotta be white.
That we've interviewed. That we've interviewed, okay. That we've interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be no comedian that we haven't interviewed. It has to be one that we've interviewed.
Why are you trying to force it away?
Now I'm trying to think. I'm like, that means
he had somebody in mind.
Yeah. Hold on, let me think.
So I can't say Louis C.K.?
I know who he was going to say.
No,
you know who he was going to say.
Oh, yeah, you know. He already said it.
Oh, from,
what are you holding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about the... white boy from Birmingham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But he ain't in Huntsville comics.
Yeah, you're right. Huntsville comics. That's,
Yeah. One who drinks wine at fucking open mic.
I can totally see Charles Hood dropping it.
I think Charles Hood would do it for the art. I think he would, and I would respect him more for it.
I feel like he will wait till there is a mass shooting at an open mic, and then he'll look at Tom and be like, we got to get out of here. Just drop it.
To provide legend.
Tom could have one last hit of serotonin.
That would be wild as hell.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else.
That's a good sketch.
What?
Being like, it's a white dude and a black dude that are friends. They're in a mass shooting, and the white dude drops the M-bomb, but like hard R because he thinks they're going to die. Bro, and then the cops show up.
Damn.
The dog shit and the piano falling.
Him calling. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's that was the gay slur. We're talking about hard R.
But it's still a slur, so technically he's saying like, doesn't matter. You're still doing it. It's the same bit.
Oh.
Well, tell Jay that. Well, I didn't fucking bring it up. Why are you looking at me?
Because you were defending it the
yeah,
most.
Yeah, okay.
I've only seen the Always Sunny that Dom's played at the
Huh? I'm on house. Season 2 still, so.
Of what?
Really?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, bro, you are so behind.
I took a little 17, break. 18. Like, I'm on episode 4, but.
Did you?
How long
you like
was
it
the
so
break?
Far?
I love it.
You
man.
Love it?
How long was the break?
Man, it was like November.
Hey, I just want you to know they get funnier because you're going to get more kind of into
the character.
Modern comedy. And yeah, like it's going to start getting with the times now and you're going to understand the characters. But you should really hurry the fuck up.
I know, yeah. I got to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm too.
That's great.
Okay,
that's
so good. 70s show. And
you would love you got,
that's you a great. That's a classic.
Finish How I Met Your Mother.
Well, put those to the end.
I've been watching Seinfeld now.
Nah, that's the
I
shit.
Love Seinfeld.
That can be on the TV at all times.
I got the full Lego set of that, like, room.
Huh? Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember the Lego set there?
Were you able to put it together?
Oh, completely. I got it perfect.
Did you need the instructions?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You remember, I don't know. You could be one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Not one of them. I wish. But, dude, you know that that action figure I had of me? That was a comedian? That was the Seinfeld one. I just switched, like, a black Harry Potter character and put his head on there and took off Jerry Seinfeld's head and then took his, like, stage.
Because
it came with, like, a comedy stage.
And he was Lego?
Yep.
So, I thought that was Richard Pryor. So,
no, that's me. I just built it. Like, I just took, like, different Lego characters and made it into me.
That's funny.
We need that for the shelf behind you.
You do. You do. You know Seinfeld dated an old girl in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a different time.
I mean, it was a different time.
Different time. That's
it was
not the 90s.
It was 93.
Yeah, that was, like, the other day.
Things were different.
Well.
Man, like yesterday.
For Brandon. That was last week, dude.
Plus, I kind of wanted to be there, man.
Well, who was that guy? I can't remember who it was, but it was like I know a lot of rock stars did it, but the guy that played, he was a guitar player, and he was like, yeah, I was banging this girl, and then she told me she was 14, so fucked her one last time and then sent her home.
Like, is he still alive or is he dead?
It in his book.
That's crazy.
it might have been Clapton, dude.
Is he living or is he dead?
I'm not gonna lie, it might have been. They're all dead, dude.
So, what was the Kurt Cobain?
You know, they're on the way.
No. I'm just guessing. I don't know much people like that.
Before that.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Somebody from Led Zeppelin.
Probably somebody from Motley Crue.
Maybe
they had that book, The Dirt.
Book. Yeah, whenever.
David.
Shout out, went on Kill Tony, killed the shit.
Press the applause button there.
Hell yeah.
That was bad. I didn't mean to make it do that shit. It cracked.
I respect it.
Man, so I hate that.
You did something this weekend, then? You still got your outfit on.
Oh yeah, we shot the intro to the Bryce, a new intro to the Bryson Sci-Fi Show.
Revamped Bryson Sci-Fi Show. So whenever this next episode come out, they're gonna be every what day?
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
It's a Bryson
every
Sci-Fi
other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday is a Bryson
every,
Sci-Fi
every,
Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
Bryson Sci-Fi Tuesday. We're gonna have a new background, new Charlie Swisher.
Did the music.
And you guys killed that. Oh my God, that was so. Hey, we were in the thrift store.
Oh.
You all were used to. I was telling JJ this. He didn't believe me. I was like, you were the one that was the most embarrassed and not Bryce. Bryce didn't give a fuck and you were embarrassed.
I'm shocked by that.
You know, I was embarrassed because I was under the influence and I was paranoid. And I guess at one point, I went up to Bryce and I was like, I keep thinking people are looking at us.
They definitely were.
But I know they're not. And he was like, no, they are.
I hate those kind of people.
I felt comfortable. It was just, I felt comfortable. I just didn't like some of the looks I got, especially from black people. Like, when we... I'm trying to remember where we went because Dom just started parading us around.
See,
at one point.
See what I told you?
No, that's the exact verbiage he used.
Yeah. No, because we went somewhere. We went to the Dollar Store.
Dollar Tree.
And he was
guns.
Like, we're going to get guns.
America.
No, we ain't got guns. Getting to Walmart.
Because it was literally right next door. It's not like we went somewhere else.
I don't know, man.
You got your tummy full.
And then
you ever patronize me like that again? I'm a man, damn it.
You're wearing Jared's jeans right now.
Yo, by the way, those guns are cool as hell.
Yeah.
Damn, but you told me you're a fat ass?
No, the jeans that he get, the new skinny jeans he can fit. Oh, after he touched it.
Every time I think of Jared with jeans.
Might actually be his.
That's the stain. Yeah.
That's it, but it's a teardrop.
What type? Okay, you let me put that down.
It might have been him crying. It wasn't, but it might have been.
Yo, did y'all see the documentary with him?
He's not even about him being an animal.
He is the worst predator of all time because
he
was just so out with it. Like the lady was like, "This is the first day I met him," and he was like, "You got any more pictures of your kids?" I was like, "Who is that? Who does that?
Like, he could have got
that bad.
Oh my god, he could have got killed." You say that, right? What are you talking about? You got any more pictures of your kids?
Like, what you mean?
Devil's advocate.
Wait, who said this?
Jared from Subway.
You didn't know about Jared?
Yeah. No, I know completely about that dumbass.
Oh, he knows all about Jared.
Fuck Jared.
It's about that time.
Should have went to Jared. First
man, somebody need to beat him with a baguette. You know what
His
I mean?
His mom came up and was like, Brandon, complete we got something to tell you about Jared. He said, the nice man with the sandwiches.
Man.
Did you like him at first?
No, I never liked that dude. Nah,
you probably too. You remember when that was?
Oh, yeah, I do. I was a kid during that time. Like, I was really
young.
That
was the worst time to be a kid.
Damn.
Oh, so you don't remember with him when he would show off his big drawers?
I do. Like, I used to see the commercials and stuff when I was a child in school myself. Which, by the way, we did have PE teachers that got in trouble like a couple years later.
For touching?
Yeah, but what's funny is my mom used to always keep me away from that dude because my mom always knew. And she was always like, see, I told you.
The weird thing is, man, when I was in elementary school, we had a gym, our PE teacher, like the main coach, his name was Jared, and he looked like him.
Damn.
Yeah, he's a white dude with glasses and that like crew cut type, you know. It wasn't him, but it
definitely was him.
Damn, man.
Your school just was so shitty. Somebody could just walk in and be like, start doing jumping jacks. Come here.
Man, that's terrible.
Is it like the Bill Burr, Billy Corgan thing? It might be his brother.
Maybe.
Damn.
They're both named Billy.
Long lost.
Both named Jared.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen that thing about the twin brothers? Who, like, were separated at birth, but then, like, lived almost the exact same life?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Nuts.
Didn't they, like, die of suicide, or was that another?
No.
I don't think so. Did they both do it, or just one?
They both did it. They both did. I think it was, like, an experiment or something that happened.
But it was weird. Like, they both married a woman with the same name, then divorced them, then married a different woman. They had the same name.
Their dogs had
the same name. They both had the same name. They both were named, like, James Allen. Well, you know, white.
That's nice.
But, like, it was everything was – they were in, like, a similar career field. Like, everything was the same.
Do you know any twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't.
When I was a kid, I had twins that liked me.
Okay.
Yes, they did. They were crazy about me.
Heck yeah.
What was his name?
No, it was like two years slapper. But no. Yeah. I was very happy as a kid because that never happened again to me when I was young.
It freaked you out?
No, I was enjoying it as a kid. I was like, this is crazy. This never happened. It never did again.
Were they not? They didn't go to your school or something?
No, they were in my school. No, it did not. I'm talking about like when I was a kid. I'm talking about when I was young.
It never happened again. Nobody ever loved me.
It did here. It does now. But I'm talking about like through those years as a child.
No, I know. I'm messing with you.
Nah, this is good.
But, yeah. Yeah, they went to my school. Speaking of unidentified, speaking of twins, my bad. Have y'all seen that thing called Unidentified Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Are you just talking
about the movie Twins?
No, yeah, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How do you say it?
Nager.
Nager?
Nager.
Yeah. Nager.
Yeah, you're saying nigger. You're saying Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Nager,
dude, I'm trying to say. Okay, that's it.
You sound like Alex trying to get a free one.
Damn, man. So they just called twins?
Yeah, it's just called twins. Just called,
but what'd you say?
They were unidentified, though. I just saw that for the first time last Saturday.
It's good, right?
Great.
Funny.
Very good.
Funny.
I was so that was great.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Daddy Daycare?
The first one, not the second one.
It was like years ago. I don't even remember what fully happened. I just know Eddie Murphy was on there, and then the dude from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
No.
Oh man,
they're good,
amazing movie. They're good. One of the best. Like that was my childhood. Like I remember like watching that movie.
You remember Fraggly?
Oh man, dude, yeah.
Jake reminds me of Fraggly.
Roderick was my favorite. Oh no,
okay, he typing.
Not that new bitch ass Roderick. I like the OG Roderick.
Damn, this
caused the whole internet like controversy because they replaced the actor internet. That played Roderick.
Who the hell is Roderick?
He's the older brother. He had a band called Loaded Diaper.
Yep.
And they had a van.
Kind of looks like David Lynam. Let me show you. Roderick Rules.
It's basically David Lynam.
It has said Roderick on there for the past 3 minutes.
That's the OG Roderick.
That's the OG right there.
The tall dude or the short one?
No, the tall one. Dude.
He's the older brother.
Okay. Can we get a side-by-side? Can you type in Diary of a Wimpy Kid? Yeah. Roderick. New and
you're going to see the problem immediately.
Just put new.
Roger, I'm finna put comparison. Hold on, because trust me, once the comparison,
you didn't like that. he didn't like that. Roger,
he looks like Alex Z with a bob.
Oh God,
yeah,
that dude on the right is jarring.
I feel bad.
People
though,
don't look like that.
Yes,
man.
You know who he looks like. You remember Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah,
the yellow one, the yellow
with the one eye.
No, it's an alien.
No,
with the one eye.
Yeah, with the one eye. He looks that.
Exactly looks like Lil Tay.
He remember was the that? First trans person in a Disney movie.
For real,
Weebly.
Oh, for real?
He looked trans. I think he was. But he wasn't
shit out there.
He was an alien. But
he threw that shit out there. But dude, that's nuts.
The guy on the right, the new Roderick, this ruined his career.
It did.
His people hated him so fucking much. Like, he did an interview maybe a year. This was like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
A year ago, he did an interview. He's like, that fucked my entire life up. Like, nobody would cast me in anything.
At him. I don't like to look.
You know what's messed up?
He scares me.
You know what's messed up? You and I are old enough that if we knew him, we'd be like, bruh, nobody is taking this that serious. Because even now, I find it crazy that y'all ruined a man's career.
Not me. I didn't care.
But it was called Not My Roderick. That was the movement.
Damn.
Hashtag
I felt bad
Roderick.
For him.
He got no country for hair. No country for old man hair, dude.
He do got that Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
No country for hair. That's the Middle East.
Like Dora, you know?
They have to go.
They got a lot of hair.
Like Bob's Burgers. What's that lady's name?
Tina?
Tina, yeah.
No, I love Tina.
Whipping it.
show him a picture of Fraggly.
Oh, man. Yeah, let me show you this Fraggly. Ooh, okay. And then Riley.
Zooey Mama.
Ah, man. Zooey Mama and Emoji Key.
He's by himself. He said it, Riley.
That's Fraggly, dude.
Oh. Yeah, that's Fraggly. He would show his, like, wouldn't he, like, show his, like, freckly nipple or something?
He would show, he had three nipples, and he had a piece of paper, he put his booger on it, slid it under the door, and I couldn't eat for, like, 4 days.
Then they do the cheese touch.
I would beat his little ass. I would kick that motherfucker downstairs. Like,
and then, hold on, wait.
This was
Riley.
A book that became a movie.
One of my favorite books. This is one I actually read.
That's Riley.
I know that dude. That meme.
From the meme, yeah, when he looks down. If you've been on Twitter, you've seen this boy 1,000 times.
If used in the right context, it's one of the funniest gifts of all time.
And then you know, I'm going to show you the parents.
Joe's brother did the mirror thing.
Oh, my God.
Chandler Jones was crying in the and he was butt naked and he had that breakdown.
I did not see that.
You didn't see that?
No, bro.
So you know Chandler Jones though, right?
Yeah, the football player.
Yeah, football player. He's playing for the Raiders, the monster. His brother's John Jones, yeah. And he's crying in the hospital.
His CTE is kicking.
Yeah, he's like walking by the mirror and he's butt naked.
He's giving us a view of his house on IG Live. He gets to the bathroom, points the phone directly at the mirror. His dick is just swinging. Yeah. And they have the meme from the little boy from Diary Room, Wimpy Kid. I guess he walks into church or something, where he's just like, hey,
he's like.
I remember that.
It was the most random thing ever.
Greg sat on a candy bar and it looked like he sharted his pants.
That's what it was.
His brother did that on purpose to him. You know, that happened to me at a wrestling match one time.
Yeah, that's what you claim.
No, because what happened when I sat on it,
I see somebody slamming you hard enough to make you shit yourself.
No, let me tell you what happened.
You're telling me a little bit didn't come out on the monkey bars?
Never. You look like a shitter quitter.
But when I sat down, I sat on this chocolate bar thing, and this is the day that, because I originally, at first they had a off the church, you wear compressions or you wear singlets. And I was like, fuck it, I'm wearing my singlets. So I took off the compressions right there and I never went back and I always wore a singlet.
I don't know what's
happening. You know, compression shirts? Like they had a choice where you could be like in a singlet or compression shirts and then shorts.
So Brandon wanted his nipples to be showing.
So you chose a singlet?
Well, because I was like, this is way
no
better than
moving. No one chooses the singlet.
That's when your nipples are out, yeah?
No, it's just a regular. If you get a choice to wrestle in a fucking latex or
a latex
or need that you know the single you know what a singlet is, right?
No, can you pull them up?
Hold on, I'll show you.
I need some help.
It's like a leotard. It's a leotard. Wrestling
like Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a singlet.
What Brandon wore in the wrestling?
Yeah, Brandon.
Okay, so why didn't anybody want
to
wear that?
Well, I'm just saying you have to wear that for like competition. But if they give you a chance to wear shorts and a shirt, most people are picking that.
Here's the choice. So look, it'd be like either
which one would you want to wear?
Or that one.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. If I'm jacked, I'm going left every time to show dominance. Because like, if you show up in the shorts and shirt, right? I'm like, cool, you clearly don't feel comfortable with your body or my body.
I think it's just more comfortable.
Plus, you can move around.
It's way more comfortable.
This is like an Angel Reese Fashion Nova
outfit.
No,
when I show up in that man lingerie, you're going to go, oh, my God, he's in on some other shit. I think
you
are.
No, you won't.
I think it's a scare tactic.
You could just wear this in competition now?
I think you can.
But it's like, it was kind of looser and the stuff would kind of come off.
Grab it.
I did have sex on the
If it's like I'm really serious, I'm wearing a singlet.
What kind of car?
I probably shouldn't put my feet up. I got my sling on the socks on.
An Alero.
Oh, yes. My neighbor had an Alero for forever, dude. For the first 15 years of my life, probably.
We had sex on the hood and the windshield.
What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, that's good though. I asked what kind of car, because if it was an SUV, that's a lot more of an aerial act, and that's more impressive.
Wait, so when did you have sex on the windshield?
Years ago.
How old were you?
Probably like 5-6 years ago, so 26, 27.
26, 27.
Yeah, older than you. You got time.
Wait, so you're in your 30s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old did you think
I thought you were like 28.
Cool.
How old are you?
32.
Oh.
Isn't it crazy? He looks younger than Ian Miller.
You do. I thought you were way younger. That's crazy, man. You're still young.
Yeah, I have
young-ish.
A youthful spirit.
Young-ish.
This is what happens when people start to time out. Okay?
Damn, man.
He knows his expiration date's coming up soon, and now he's getting all sour. Youngish.
It's coming. I like being old, man.
The clock's about to strike 12.
He don't like being old. He just like waking up and every day. He's calling it being old, but he's just like, oh, God, another one? I'm going to cherish this.
Well, thankfully, the decline doesn't start till like you're about 40 years old. So
that doesn't start then.
This started when he was 21.
No, they said it starts a little bit. But,
it's that far at all.
That's when it starts. Like, you start feeling stuff, but then it starts to really happen at 50.
No, I'm telling you,
that's what they told me.
So I don't know when your body technically starts to decline. Yeah. I know athletically it's like your 20s, late 20s and 30s and shit. But the day after my 30th birthday, I woke up with the craziest pain in my left knee.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything the day before. I just woke up and my knee was throbbing in pain.
Without a doubt.
And I thought it was like some sick joke from the universe. Yeah. Like, oh no, after your 30th birthday, you're going to just start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
No. Dude, at every level, it sucks. When somebody's 30, it's like, oh, do you feel old? Oh. It's like, no, you're not old until you're like 40. Then when you get to like 40, yeah, you're like, you're not old until you're like 50.
Yeah.
And then 50, I was like, I don't feel old. You're not old until you're like 60. When you hit about 65, bro, you're old.
You're old.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not super old.
You're saying like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're old. Yeah. But even,
I go to sleep at 9.
My dad just turned 60. He's I don't think you're old until you're like 80.
Oh, really?
I was like, no, you're dead.
Your dad's gonna live forever too.
I think he will, dude. I think he could be 104 easily.
You still think we get above the pot,
dude? Yes, but that's not good. That's not good.
It won't be good. We would have to edit probably a good amount, but I want nothing more.
I mean, we could put it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
He will be wearing a combination of both your outfits.
Your uncle cannot know where I live.
Family circle.
Yeah.
I'll bring my mom.
You bring one of your boys.
Oh my God.
My mom would be a great interview.
He was telling me some of the shit his mom is into.
Yeah, my dad loves the Jews.
I want to go to one of his mom's services so bad.
Oh, shit, let's
and sit on one of those outside party benches.
We'll look for shit.
iron benches.
Yes.
Made out of like funeral gates.
Just be like, yeah, let's do this. I want to see what you into. Let's go.
Shit, we're just trying to find a show down there.
Heck yeah.
They go stay at Mom Duke's house.
Can she cook German food?
Fuck no, she can't cook shit. She made brown spaghetti, which is like,
what's that?
It's just spaghetti with brown sauce. It's just gravy. It's literally just gravy.
Gravy.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Gravy.
It's literally just gravy and ground beef. Yeah. It's delicious.
Salisbury steak gravy.
Yes.
Your mom makes gravy and noodles.
But I'm talking about the packet. I'm not talking about like drippings and flour. And
it's
all that.
Spaghetti.
Yes. Spaghetti. It's
that
amazing.
Is the ghettoest shit I've ever. That's crazy.
It's so good.
You are
I'm telling
insane.
You, I love it.
I bet you do.
I try.
You look like you're made of that.
Yeah.
If you said, what are Dom's innards? I would say probably spaghetti noodles, Salisbury steak gravy,
and bratwurst.
No bratwurst.
That's the casing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but she made that and she complained about it the whole time.
She complained?
Yeah, because me and my brother both like it. So we're like, you making brown spaghetti? She was like, yeah, I'll make it. And then she was making it. She was like, I'm tired. I done did all this. I'm like, you ground some ground beef.
Yeah.
And then the gravy, you know, you pour it in like just a cup of water.
Ooh.
and then you pour it on heat it up.
Gravy, that sounds pretty good. Like, I would try that.
No, I'm telling you. I mean, I probably because I grew up on it, but I love that shit.
I try it. Like, yeah,
it's a poor man's meal.
I want to try it.
We've been on this before, but my grandma just made watery spaghetti.
I can't stand it. That's the worst.
Dude, what I imagine like a placenta looks like.
I'll tell you something terrible, man. One time my mom made chili, and she kept saying she did it, but I know she did. My mom, she used to hide that she was smoking. Mm-hmm. From us for a while.
Oh.
Then when we find out, she would be in denial. Like, we'd be like, hey, you should buy an ashtray. And she would be like, nah, I don't need one. I'm going to quit. So she would just have like cigarettes in bottles type shit. Oh, and we'd be like, hey, let's get an ashtray. My God, this is getting shitty or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, damn, I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm hot.
Did she drop the ashes
oh,
in
the Oh, she dropped
the
ashes in the fucking chili.
Oh,
and I could taste it.
Yeah.
And I was like, were you smoking in the kitchen? And she was like, oh, no, I think it burnt a little bit. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that ain't burnt. My brain is instantly telling me. You know how, like, you just know what something is?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it touched my tongue, it was like I had an outer body experience where I saw her drop it in there and then mix
like
it up.
That's so Raven moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just.
All right, Sapphire.
Yo.
It's the end of the podcast.
This has been wild.
Yes, it has.
It's been great.
This has been wild. Have y'all had a fun time?
Yes, I did have
a
fun
time. I had a really good time. I felt
Me
bad.
Too.
I went through a whole sea of emotions with this one.
And that's good.
That's great.
I had a really good time. I felt bad.
Well, I'm saying, I felt bad because I was like, man, I feel like I'm blown. I feel like I'm looking stupid. I didn't want to bring the podcast down.
Oh my god, man, don't do that. I think you worried about how you look in a thrift store. And now this.
You've been losing weight, man.
You've been hitting the weights, in there. JJ tells me all the time, he always sees you at the gym.
Yeah, I only go so he can see me.
Hey, what time do you usually go?
God damn.
To what day?
He does work for the police.
Yeah. I go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Usually anytime between 3:30, no later than 4:30 though.
All right, man. We should work out together sometimes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Good, good, because I'm seriously going to get a membership there at that place. I saw they had like a punching bag, so I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all massage each other's hamstrings before y'all get out
there. I'll get a massager at Walmart or something when I go pick up that toy
gun.
But
you got to do it for him because he can't reach.
I do.
He's compact.
I am very compact. Mm-hmm. I do like a little warm up, like, because I do upper body.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Each day. So I do like an upper body warm up and then a lower. But see, you ain't gonna really need a massage gun.
You don't work on legs?
I do. No. But I'm saying you ain't gonna be doing nothing crazy enough that. I'm pretty sure you've done something physical before.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Especially, now I got the weighted vest, which I'm trying to figure out, because I don't want people to, like, I get conscious when I walk around with him, because I don't want people to think, oh, shit, he got a bomb on him, and then just try to, like, shoot
me.
Nobody's going to think it's a bomb.
Nobody's going to think that?
No. Yeah,
okay, good. Good, because I've been, like, putting in my jacket, and then putting the jacket over it, and
now walking around like, think it's a bomb when you try to hide it.
Like, I remember one time I left and went back into my mom. My mom's room. And I was like, yo, do I look weird? Like, does this look like something's wrong? Am I going to die? And she's like, no. I mean, you do look weird.
I like to put my charger and its wires up in there.
Dude, and then I walked around my neighborhood. And, dude, everything changed so quick. So, first I went past the SARS Market area, right?
Okay.
And it looked rich. This is classy. And then I turned left and kept going. And then there was a trailer home, right? And then I kept going down past the trailer home, and there was like this one rundown like convenience store with like graffiti all over it, and then these dudes just standing outside smoking, and then these dogs like trying to jump these fences and shit.
Is this a dream?
Yeah, what's it?
Dude, I promise you this ain't a dream.
Star Market in Five Points.
Yeah, and I just walked all over my neighborhood with that thing because I just kept walking until I
couldn't.
Is
that where that new Indian restaurant is across the street from that gas station?
Yeah, that, but I just went deep in the neighborhoods. And just kept going, walking around everywhere, and like, cause I was like, I'm gonna walk from like 11 until like near 1, when I went home, my mom was like, "Yeah, you should be careful out there." I was like,
"All right,
all right, bro, all right, y'all."
You like Indian food?
I'm okay with it.
I love Indian.
Okay, what's that shit that's on the front counter? It looks like seeds with some nerds. Dropped in.
I don't know.
Kiwi,
sesame,
quinoa.
It's not quinoa.
That's African.
It's that one.
Curry?
It's not curry.
I got some seeds up there.
It's hamster food.
It looks like it a little bit, but I've seen people, they have a spoon and they'll eat it. But I've seen this one dude just put his raw hand into the whole thing and just grip it.
People use rice to train their forearms.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You get strong. But let's wrap this up.
All right. Y'all going along. See y'all next week.
Man, this was fun. I'm so happy to be here. I'm such a lucky boy.
Scrappy dude.